The impact of art on our souls and minds is indisputable. But how often is that effect practical? Artist Ann Morton answered a call from the City of Phoenix Arts and Culture Office looking for temporary projects to help enliven blighted spots along the light rail. Her ground cover, which went up today, involves hundreds of blankets coming together to form a work of art. When the so-called installation ends tomorrow, the blankets will be distributed to homeless groups. Morton explains the project.
I was doing some cross-stitch at the time, where you break down an image into pixels, basically, and stitch it, and thought, what if I just enlarged that idea? And also, I've been doing a lot of work with the homeless community here in Phoenix for the last several years. And so I combined that idea by making blankets. Each of the blankets has pixels in it that when they get put all together, it makes a giant image of desert flowers.
The first thing I thought of was the AIDS quilt, when that was such a big thing.
Yeah.
But it didn't link together as a piece of art as yours does.
I drove around the streets of downtown, you know, because the project could be anywhere. It could have been on the side of a building or anywhere, around a tree, anything. But I saw this one lot. It was nice and flat and open. And the actual meeting, there was a pre-submission meeting, and it was downtown. And when I left the meeting, I saw some of the homeless individuals getting ready for the night, kind of bedding down. And this was now a year ago. So it was starting to get chilly out at night, and I thought, you know, whatever I do needs to incorporate some kind of broader awareness of homelessness.
On your webpage, you wrote about how your art explores themes of social divides, and it made me think about how much homelessness divides us. What have you seen as someone, as you said, volunteering in that community in the last several years and now with your art involved in it?
We're all guilty of maybe avoiding a person that might look as though they live on the street. People don't engage with you. They don't acknowledge your presence. And so what I've really found amazing about this project is people all over the country that have gotten involved. There's 22 states plus Arizona involved. And I'm quite sure that we have ideology that is different from each other. We might have political views that are different, or religious views that are different. But nobody asked any questions. Everybody just came forward to work on this project with this one idea in mind. Homelessness is a divide, but I feel like this is this kind of bridge that we can do for a short period of time. The problems are overwhelming, and this is a very small gesture, but hopefully it might be a gesture that means everything to one person.
Artist Ann Morton. If you want to see her brainchild ground cover, you can go to the northwest corner of First Street and McKinley. It'll be up until tomorrow.